New Jersey is on track to become the first state to offer free postpartum home health visits to every family with a newborn. The program is called Family Connects NJ, and it provides these services regardless of income level, insurance type, or citizenship status. The postpartum period following childbirth can be a critical window for catching early signs of medical complications, mental health concerns, and other issues, which can become serious. WHYY's Nicole Leonard went to South Jersey to learn more.
I meet up with registered nurse Cassie Scanlon in Absecon. She and the healthcare team at a community organization called The Cooperative provide postpartum home visits to families in South Jersey through the state program. We're going to see a mom in Linwood who recently got a home health visit. Kara McPeak is at home with her four-week-old son, Clark.
Hi.
Baby Clark just woke up from a nap and needs to be changed. He's not too happy about it as mom tries to clean him up.
Make sure you got your back. I know, I'm sorry, that's cold.
Clark is McPeak's first child, and she's quickly discovering all the ups and downs of life at home with a newborn.
You caught it at a good time because, like, he got up at 7, but, like, he had breakfast, yeah. Like, he ate well, he was down on a nap, I was able to shower. You know, some days you don't shower till like 2, if you do shower at all. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm out of the shower. I was like, okay, we can do this. You're asleep.
McPeak first heard about Family Connects NJ at a prenatal childbirth class. The program is open to any family with a newborn, regardless of income, insurance, or citizenship status. When Clark was born in April, an outreach specialist came to talk to her and her husband in the hospital about signing up for a free home health visit.
We're very lucky. We have a big support system of family and friends, and our neighbors are wonderful. But I also was like, I won't say no to having some extra guidance on a brand new human being I have to take care of.
The visit was scheduled for 2 weeks after Clark's birth and before McPeak's first follow-up appointment with her obstetrician. That day, Scanlon arrived with a backpack full of supplies, a stethoscope, thermometers, a pressure cuff to take mom's blood pressure, and a pulse oximeter to check her oxygen levels. At the time, McPeak was more concerned about Clark. She was worried whether he was nursing enough.
And I was able to say, like, we're struggling with breastfeeding and kind of finding a balance between pumping and breastfeeding and figuring out best ways to feed him. And I had had his weight checked the week prior at his pediatrician, but we had 3 more weeks until his 1 month.
That's when Scanlon pulled out a portable scale, which she can assemble into a narrow plank within seconds.
That was my biggest concern. You were like, great, and you had the travel scale, and we were able to weigh him and make sure that he was still continuing to gain weight. So that gave me a lot of peace of mind.
Scanlon also spent a lot of time asking McPeak about how she was healing physically from childbirth and how she was feeling mentally. The 2-hour visit flew by, says the new mom.
Having you guys come into your home, it's not... like, you're non-judgmental, like, so helpful, reassuring, and it's great to just be able to talk through your labor experience and your current experience with a newborn with somebody who's knowledgeable and truly here to help you through the process.
These are how many of Scanlon's postpartum visits go. But her team also sees more complicated and dangerous scenarios. For example, in mothers who had C-sections that require more immediate attention.
There have been times when we've looked at an incision and immediately been like, okay, yeah, let's call right now. Like, we'll call together, you know, calmly. But this is something that needs to be addressed today. And if they're not getting in with their doctor today, we're sending them to the ER.
Scanlon says they've also been able to identify moms struggling with postpartum depression by doing mental health screenings on their visits.
We would call their OB. We would potentially call 911 in a scenario, and it has been done, that we were really concerned about the mom's well-being, and she was potentially suicidal and things like that. So again, we have the beauty of time in our program, and we do sit there and literally wait with them until that ambulance comes.
That's why seeing mothers and babies about 2 weeks after delivery is crucial, she says. It's a way to catch complications before they become even more severe or deadly. The Family Connects NJ program first launched in 2024. Services are now offered in 17 out of 21 counties. The final 4 will join the program next January. So far, over 10,000 families have received postpartum home care visits, according to state officials. Scanlon says they're trying to increase awareness about the program to reach more parents in South Jersey.
We have been to like the local OB offices, maternal fetal medicine, the pediatrician office, even like the dentist office, anywhere we can think of that people are going, we're putting our cards and information so that QR code is there and it goes right to the self-scheduling portal because we're not going to catch everybody, but we're trying.
New Jersey leaders say their approach could serve as a model for other states looking to bring universal postpartum home care to families. In the long term, they hope the program can help improve overall health outcomes for future generations of mothers and babies in the Garden State. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.